Do you want to listen to a story? But just me telling a story may not be that much fun. Listen to thousands of stories and powerful voices and make your commute fun. All for just ₹4.99 per month.
As a special listener, you can enjoy 30 days of free listening by signing up through storytel.in/30days.
Hey, it's Mike Allen from 95.5 PLJ, and you're about to hear the exclusive audio from our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage. From the heart of New York City, Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
Welcome to Stage 17. How you guys doing, man? This is so exciting. Let me tell you, my name is John Fox from New York's 95.5 PLJ. So I got, you know, have double duty right now because not only am I on the air live right now, but we are at Stage 17. Are you guys ready for Gavin DeGraw or what? But here's the thing. Not only that, we are here for so many great things today. Great music, a great hang, and special things that happen here on the 17th floor at 2 Penn Plaza. But also, our friends from Voss are in the house, and we are proud to support 31 Days to Make a Difference. It's a campaign led by Voss Artesian Water from Norway and Voss Foundation between World Water Day and Earth Day to bring awareness to the water, sanitation, and hygiene crises in sub-Saharan Africa. So not only are we here for great music, but we're here for a great cause. And speaking about the cause, we have Karaoke for a Cause coming up this afternoon. So not only do I have to sing Gavin's new song, Making Love with the Radio On, you do as well, one of you guys, and you will also win $250 for yourself, but we will also make a donation to Voss Foundation in your name for $250. That's pretty fantastic. So it's a great afternoon, and we're all doing this while we're all together, so check out all the hashtags up here. Spot the Voss, 31 days. You could also follow along online at 955plj.nyc and Facebook, Twitter, Insta, at 955plj. And if you're ready, we're going to get into it. Please get loud and welcome Gavin DeGraw.
Thanks for coming. Hey, you're all welcome to come here anytime you like. Hello, my name is Gavin DeGraw. I am from I'm from the Catskills. Anybody here from the Catskills? Yeah? All right. And I'm up here with my two beautiful assistants, the fellas. On drums, Mike Baker from Yakima, Washington. I don't know where that is. And guitar over here, singing back behind me, Billy Norris from Clearwater, Florida. Very gifted friend of mine. Let's play some musics.
Hey. Yeah, man. Everybody knows she's a perfect tip. And I'm hanging on tight to the whole thing. Cause New York's got on get much brighter. She said, she said, on fire, somebody told me, if I'm not careful, well, this one's gonna roll. I got my hands full and this one's gonna own me and control me. I'm so mystified. She caught the last train last night, left another note saying, see, next time, miss me if you don't. You look good in your bed till we meet again. You into my head. And I'm hanging on tight till the whole thing ends. Cause New York's sky don't get much brighter. She said, the city on fire. She said, the city on fire. Words like a million lighters. I'm going up, I couldn't get much higher. She said, the city on fire. Okay. walking right across while the cops talk. Make you feel like a boss when your eyes lock. And you can't stop staring in the sea. She got the whole thing figured out. Hits me where it hurts and I know I might be swinging at the curb. I don't get much brighter. She said, the city on fire. She said, the city on fire. Words like a million lighters. I'm going up, I couldn't get much higher. She said, the city on fire. No, I don't know if I'm chasing.
Man, Gavin DeGraw, stage 17.
Hey. What's up, John?
You know, let me tell you something. You know, we are kind of like super lucky. I mean, all you guys today as well, about the people that kind of roam the hallways here. But Gavin has a very special relationship when it comes to New York's 95.5 PLJ because
absolutely,
we got a long history, man.
Long history.
I mean, long history.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
From I Don't Wanna Be,
yeah,
Down the Shore.
Yep.
I mean, remember Ed Sheeran, you
yep,
guys doing
absolutely,
A-Team
man,
and everything together.
Absolutely.
You could also get all of that online at 95.5plj.nyc.
Yeah.
And while you're out here as well, if you see, we're going to be putting some chairs in here for you guys to kind of sit down and relax. And, you
I
know, there's
you
nothing
in the place, man.
Yeah, there's
great,
nothing
man,
better than the sounds of Gab. But
looks
how
great,
cool is this, right?
Looks great, man.
You've been coming up here for years.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We done well?
Man, you guys did a great
job. Well. And you, nice.
This station has been good to me since the very, very beginning of my career. I mean, I've been coming here since probably 03, walking through the doors here. They've been getting on my records early on and really helping me with my career since the very start of my career. So I want to thank you guys. You've been great to me.
Well, really you're welcome, and thank you from...
Appreciate it.
You know, from the bottom of our hearts and everything that you've done for us, because
thanks,
that's
man,
what it is, man. You know, it's
absolutely,
it's a relationship.
Yes, sir.
Radio
yep,
and artists, but not only that, radio and you and I. Every day we get to spend time together,
yep,
you know, 3 to 6. You spend time in the morning with Todd and Jade. So this yep, is really all about a great
absolutely,
relationship and having a good time and laughing together and
that's right,
getting sad together,
that's right,
writing some songs together. So you've been doing so many different things over the years. And if we go back to I Don't Want to Be, you've been in bars, yeah, and you've done this, and you've done that. You've played
sure,
for two people, and you've played for
oh, yeah,
20,000,
yeah,
30,000,
sure,
40,000 people.
Sure.
You know, going back to the beginning of your songwriting,
mm-hmm,
like, where did it come from? When did you decide, you know, I'm Gavin, I want to write some songs, I'm going to play my tunes, and I'm going to tell my story mm, my way?
I was bored.
Well, that'll help.
I was,
you know?
You know, I'm from a prison town in upstate New York, right? And my dad was a prison guard, and my mom was a drug detox specialist up there. And, you know, when the lights, you know, when it got too dark outside to play basketball or football, you know, you go in the house, and there was really nothing to do. And so I'd sit at the piano and try to write songs and play songs. In fact, I didn't really feel the need to write songs, though, until I'd been writing little melodies here and there, but I didn't find the need to do it until my older brother said, "What are you doing right now?" And I had been working on some cover songs, maybe some Billy Joel or Tom Petty or something. And I said, "I'm working on learning these songs." And he said, "Why?" And I said, "Because they're great songs." He said, "Why don't you write your own songs?" And I said, "Because all the great songs are already written." And he said, "Yeah, but if you don't write your own songs, why should anybody remember you?" And my brother challenged me, you know. And there's nothing like a challenge from your brother. You know what I mean? It's like the ultimate.
It's a lot bigger than a headlock.
That's the ultimate headlock is a challenge, right, from your sibling. So I started really writing songs from that, competitively writing songs from that moment on, period. That was it for me.
So let's fast forward now. You know, it's 2017. You talked about 2003.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's fair to say 15 years.
Yeah.
Are you writing songs from a different place than you were back in the early 2000s? Like, where's the inspiration
coming
from?
Yeah, now I'm doing it on an airplane.
Well, and on an iPhone, right?
Yeah, right. It's true. That's the difference. I'm writing from, I'm still writing from a similar place because my background never changed, you know. I'm still from the same place I'm from, and I'm still friends with the same people I'm friends with, and, you know, I got the same family. So I still write from that angle. You know, the only time it ever changes is when I start thinking about the miles on the road, you know, and that's when you start hearing the pieces of my life that are different maybe than maybe what my dad's life was, you know. Like, but I think also it applies to modernizing culture, and that a lot more people are traveling for a living now than I think that than they used to. And so I think
That's
kind of what I'm doing for a living, traveling from place to place in a tour bus. Is becoming almost more, I think, a little bit almost more normal than it used to be to people. A lot of people are putting on way more miles than they used to go, you know, make a living. You know, like people are just hopping on a plane to go try to get a client or a gig somewhere else in so many different fields. You know, a lot of people are freelancing now in different types of jobs.
Well, New Yorkers, too, I'll tell you, man, you got to take a bus, a train,
absolutely,
a subway.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the ferry.
Oh, yeah.
Taxi.
Exactly, because almost no matter where you live, you kind of fear getting priced out of wherever that is. You know what I mean? And so I think in those ways, it's still, even though my life has evolved, I think a lot of people's other lives have evolved in that same kind of way, you know?
Totally. So to jump on that a little bit, you know, everyone has their – you know, own interpretation of a song that you've written. And what's up, man? So good to see you, dude. And has their own meaning. And it can mean one thing for you and the way you wrote it. But do you sing any of your songs now in a different place or in a different meaning? Or do they shed the same light and the same emotion and the feeling when you conceived it?
I still sing them like I wrote them to be sung. But they evolve as far as meanings are concerned. Actually, I was thinking that when I wrote the song "I Don't Wanna Be," I wrote it very much from the place I was living at the time. I was broke, so I was upset about being broke, and that made me angry. It's just kind of like a little bit of a circle, you
know? And if you take it and you put it into motivation.
Yeah, when you're broke, it puts you in a bad mood when you want to, you know, when you have a dream of doing something else for a living that you think you have the potential to do and things like that. And I was, you know, waiting tables and bar back and little jobs along the way that I didn't feel identified me. I felt like I identified with other things, you know, like playing music. But I felt like I'd be, you know, serving somebody who wouldn't appreciate being served anyway. And I was like, why do I do this? You know, but you realize you're just doing it because you're broke. You know, you need to make a living. You got to pay rent and you have to eat, right? So I was doing those things and I wrote this song, "I Don't Want to Be," as sort of my autobiography of this is my life right now. And I need to kind of step out and be more proud of my identity of who I am and what I am and what I want to do. And I wrote it from an upset place, and then there I was writing this kind of countercultural lyric, and then I felt like all of a sudden it had become a pop hit, right? Like a pop culture
hit.
It's a
big deal.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden I wasn't angry anymore because I wasn't broke, so I was no longer upset.
Because you went out to the mailbox and hello.
Yeah, and it paid off my college loans, you know?
Isn't that great?
Yeah. So then So now I still sing it like I'm upset, but I'm not upset
anymore.
But no,
not upset. You sing it with a smile, which is good.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, all right.
I mean, Gavin DeGraw, everybody. So we got so many other great songs to get to. And again, like I said, karaoke for the cause coming up for Voss Foundation. Not only do you get $250, but we'll also make a donation in your name for $250 for Voss Foundation. You know, here's the one thing that I think that everyone's thinking about. We've all, you know, gone on iTunes and downloaded everybody's album, right? A lot. And the single and all these things, right? Yes, say yes. Yes, we have. Well, and you're doing this acoustic thing in Europe and overseas.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm kind of like jealous, though, because it's not like in our city, man. I mean, is it going to come to town? Is it coming to town?
Thank you, man. You know, the European fans responded really well to the acoustic setup, the type of setup that we're doing here today. And that's why we're going back there in about a week. But we are really... We're really strongly considering bringing it back here to the States. We think that maybe after the European tour, possibly maybe in the fall, we could do something like that with a trio, because we feel like it's very, we feel like it's really honest, and we think that the fans out there and music listeners in general really want to hear sincere.
Well, I wanted to talk about that a little bit. You know, you guys, you know, you come full blast all the time, sure. And then when you strip it down, I mean, how different does it challenge you as an artist and musicians to kind of take a couple layers off and get in a setting like this?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, this is where this type of smaller room is how all of us kind of came up as musicians. You know, myself and Billy and Mike, we all started playing smaller rooms, and the rooms this size are near and dear to us as musicians, because this is where we carved our teeth in small rooms in front of smaller groups of people, because the smaller groups of people are always the bigger music fans, you know, and the larger groups followed the smaller groups whose ears they trusted, you know.
Sure.
So we always enjoyed a smaller room, you know, and so it's one of the things we spoke about on the road. Even when we were playing bigger places, we're like, it would be really cool to go and play tiny rooms, just to feel that the intimacy level and the exchange between us and the audience again, in a way that you can't do it in it. It's not the same in a big place. I love a big place, don't get me wrong. You know, big places pay a lot of money. But small places,
makes you happy.
Small places, right. Yes. you all sweat together and you feel it together, and it's a different thing completely. It's just another experience.
Well, and that's what's, you know, really special about you, because I think I could speak for everybody in this room and everyone who spends time with you guys and your whole crew here, and it's the connection is, it's very special. Stage 17, this is it. We are live, New York's 95.5 PLJ. So we're going to sing a little bit later, but Gavin DeGraw, man, they are so excited for you.
Oh, man.
I love you, man.
Thank you guys so much.
You come back every day of the week.
You
know, we do happy hours with Gavin, maybe. Give it up, Gavin DeGraw!
All right, so here's a song that paid off my college loans.
I don't need to be anything other than a prison guard's son. I don't need to be anything other than a specialist son. I don't have to be anyone other than the birth of two souls in one. Part of where I'm going, know me where I'm coming from. And I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. All I have to do is think of me, that peace of mind. I'm tired of looking around rooms, wondering what I got to do, who I'm supposed to be. I don't want to be anything other than me. I'm surrounded by liars everywhere I turn. Surrounded by imposters everywhere I turn. Surrounded by identity crisis everywhere I turn. Am I the only one to notice? I can't be the only one who's hurt. I don't wanna be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. All I have to do is think of me, got peace of mind. I'm tired of looking around rooms, wondering what I got to do or who I'm supposed to be. I don't wanna be anything other than me. like this and that. You're gonna have to leave. I came from the mountain, the crust of creation. My whole situation's made from clay to stone. And now I'm telling everybody, I don't wanna be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. All I have to do is think of me, and I have peace of mind. I'm tired of looking around, who's wondering what I got to do, or who I'm supposed to be.
Unbelievable.
Thanks, John.
You guys are the best, man. You know, I wish you would just kind of do my show with me every single day of the week.
Let's do
and,
it.
You know, we could do one of those like Tonight Show type things
okay.
on the radio dial.
Okay,
you could be the house man. Hey, can I have about $500,000, you know, every other week for these guys? I'm already getting the thumb like no. So this is where the fun part comes in because it's for Voss Foundation and Karaoke for a Cause.
Yes.
Like, are you nervous that like, we're going to sing your song?
That would make me nervous.
No, I'm because I'm, like, really super nervous.
It's making me a little bit,
you
like...
Because, you know, singing it in my headphones this week was, like, you know, that's one thing.
It sounds good when you're...
No, it's... But, right, when you're not actually listening to yourself...
To the lead singer
right,
and you're singing
it
along.
Sounds like... It sounds like I'm Gavin DeGraw, but...
You sound better.
No, but now I got to sit up here. I got my lyrics right here. All right. Making Love with the Radio On, which, I mean, I love this song to the end of time. So... Let's talk about that a little bit, though.
Sure.
I mean, where did that come from? Because, you know, I think a lot of us here, too, I mean, there's one place that you go to, and it's to the radio and to music.
Sure.
All right, so before the iPhones and the computers and this, that, and the other thing, you know, you would wait around and put the tape in, you know, your little cassette thing and put the record with the pause button, right? And you would hope not to get a commercial where they were about to say, and the number one most requested song of the week... is Gavin DeGraw with I Don't Wanna Be. And then you're like, why are they talking up the front of the song, man?
You ruined the intro.
You know? So, but like, where, like, tell me that story. Like, you're sitting down, you're writing the song, or however it came to you, because there's nothing better than connecting this to the radio.
Absolutely. You know, I was thinking about my, just life in general and about regular stress, you know, your day-to-day stress level and what you need. You know, and the things that you need love in your life, and you need, you know, you need food, you got to have transportation, and you need music. You know, you got to have music, you know, and music does a lot of things for people. You know, to me, music is medicine, so, you know, that it changes my perspective on the moment. When I hear one song, a room feels one way. When I hear another song, the place feels a completely different way, you know, depending upon the song that's on. You know, if you go to a restaurant, they're playing Sinatra, you feel classy, you know. And if they're not playing Sinatra, you probably don't feel quite as classy, right?
Moment of silence for
you know
the chairman
I, you
of
know
the
what
board,
I mean?
You know?
Yeah, exactly. So you know, when I was thinking about what would change my day, what would change my day in the best possible way, like on my drive home from work or on my ride from the bus, you know, to home, it would be hearing the song you love, hearing a favorite song, and it putting you in the mood to be with your lover, you know? So it would be like, you know, feel like making love with the radio on, you know? Now, if you're a real music listener, you may be uncomfortable with that because it may change your timing. It's mechanics, you know? but it's just a thing. But
that's so awesome.
But that's what the you know the music you know.
Why they have
you
to play that promo right there?
Can't necessarily do it if you're a song critic, because you might stop and go, you know, they never should. I don't like that lyric. Like, baby, do you like that lyric?
I'm sure they're singing their own song then.
Yeah.
In their own mind.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, man. That's what makes you so special, man. You've you really are. You continue to
cut through
and shine so bright.
Appreciate
you know,
so
you,
much.
Your whole crew, and
so
it's
much.
Unbelievable. Gavin DeGraw, everybody.
Thank
State
so
17.
Much.
So, you know, everyone's like, oh, you got, you know, one of the best situations in life, which I do, and I'm so thankful to be here at New York's 95.5 PLJ. And I don't, you know, I get challenged every day of my life, but now I have to actually sing one of Gavin's songs.
I'm looking forward to this very
in
much.
In front of Gavin.
I can't wait.
You know we're only singing the hook, right?
You're singing the hook?
Just the hook.
Okay.
So, like, what are you going to do? We're going to start right here. Have you seen this yet?
These lyrics look very familiar to me.
They kind of look, right? So one, like, give it a little something, just so I could kind of feel it a little bit. All right. That's good. So Steve is in the building. Where is Steve Barbariano? Is that you? Am I saying that right? Barbarino. Welcome. So... with the radio on. All right. You feeling this, Steve? You gotta feel
Steve.
A little bit.
Yeah. Who's singing first?
I gotta sing first.
That's you?
Yep. So you gotta count me into the hook here. Where should I leave this? Anywhere I want.
Wherever you like.
So should I... Oh, DJ, when you play my song, make me feel bigger than an old King Kong. At the risk of this coming out wrong, feel like making love with the radio on. Oh, every time you play that jam, grab my baby right by her hand. Even if my day was going all wrong, feel like making love with the radio on. Come on.
Sound pretty good.
That's my medicine. Light it like Edison. Woo! Come on. Oh, Edison, light it like Edison. Turned it right up to the sky.
You're my absolute perfection and my pure reflection. My Venetian bone bride.
Oh, that was a tough line. God, that was because you hit the thing like my Venetian boat ride.
Yeah, the phrasing's
come on,
all
man,
weird,
too
right?
much.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Gavin's like, can you get off the
he
stage?
He sounds great. Doesn't he sound great? Come on, John. He sounds great, man.
And I'm not nervous anymore.
You sound great, man.
Okay, now it's bad.
That was terrible, man.
Are you about to get schooled by this guy?
No,
right
I'm
going to
get smoked by Steve.
I just got these lyrics last night.
You want these
Uh-oh.
Ones?
Which one? Did he send you the wrong lyrics because he's competitive?
A little bit.
You want the big ones? You want
the
big ones?
That helps with a nice big letter. That's the verse.
How much do you want to sing, Steve?
Yeah, let's sing a little bit.
Steve, right?
Yeah.
Where are you from, man?
Staten Island.
You're from Staten Island?
Yeah.
Staten Island in the house. I had a huge crush on a girl from Staten Island when I was about 11 years old.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
not
yeah.
my sister, right?
What was her name?
Deanna?
It was Deanna.
All right.
How much of the song you want to sing, Steve?
Well,
how much of it do you know?
So,
let's try the song.
From the top?
Yeah.
All right, let's do the first verse and all the way through the first chorus.
Yeah, that
sound
nice.
Good? Let's do it.
Wonderful. You tell me when you're ready.
Ready? There you go.
I try giving up, walk through quite enough. I had to call it a day.
Yeah, baby.
From an ex showed up, falling to grand piano, falling off the edge of the parkway. got no good advice. Hotline, call me twice. Said I went through the wall. Do you have a quote to lend me? Or a friend send me, but I got no help at all. So I loosened my lips and lit a prayer I memorized. Do what I was just wishing, and suddenly to my surprise. Oh, DJ, when you play my song, make me feel bigger than an old King Kong. At the risk of this coming out wrong, feeling like me love with radio on. Oh, every time I hear that jam, grab my baby bird by her hand. Even if my day was going wrong, feeling like making love with radio on.
Give it up for this guy.
That was great.
Hey, Steve, who's this guy right here? Steve, who's this guy?
That was amazing.
This guy right here.
This guy is my son, Steven.
This is your son?
Yes.
Your little Steven?
Yes.
In the house?
Yeah,
come on now, check out that mohawk. Steven. You proud of your pop? You proud of your pop? He sound pretty good, huh? Does he sing that good for you all the time?
No. So it actually sounded better last night.
It's great, man.
Give it up for
great.
Steve from Staten Island.
Guys.
So I guess I need to just go home now, and then I think you officially have my job, which is it's terrible, but at least I get to spend my last time with Gavin DeGraw on the crew.
I don't know, John. I think he schooled you a little.
No,
bit.
He smoked me.
He schooled me. School.
Steve, nice job, man. So, $250 for you. Also, a $250 donation in your name
great.
For Voss Foundation. Great. So, great music,
great.
A great cause,
great.
And now Gavin's going to show us how it's done. So, get the music, get the album. Work on the New York acoustic show, please.
We're going to work on it.
Please.
Just. Absolutely.
Or, you know, maybe we'll talk after you come back every single other day.
I
you know,
love to.
You
I
fly
love
over to. There to, you know, Frankfurt, come back, do my show.
I'd love to
and
do
fly.
It.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
To do it.
We got the expenses, right, guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Stage 17, New York's 95.5 PLJ, Gavin DeGraw.
I tried getting a walk through quite enough fire. Call it a day. From an extra short up falling to a grand piano falling on the edge of the parkway. Got no good device. Hotline called it twice. Said I went through the wall. Do you have a quote to lend me or a friend to send me? But I got no help at all. So I loosen my lips and let a little prayer I'm what I just wished, and suddenly to my surprise, oh, DJ, when you play my song, make me feel bigger than a whole King Kong. At the risk of this coming out wrong, feel like making love with the radio on. Oh, every time you play that jam, grab my baby right by her hand. Even if my day was going all wrong, I'm making love to the radio on. That's my medicine, light it like Edison. Turn it right up to the sky. My absolute reflection of pure perfection. My Venetian boat ride. Blown out speakers and worn out tweakers, and still I get the effect. If you got my go-to lyric, it'll get me in the spirit, even if I'm a complete wreck. Call it a flaw. Everybody needs some peace of mind. It should be the law to take a little private time. Oh, DJ, when you play my song, make me feel bigger than a whole King Kong. At the risk of this coming out wrong, feel like making love with the radio on. Oh, every time you play that jam, grab my baby right by her hand. Even if my day was going all wrong, feel like making love with the radio. Oh, I want to feel like this, so hold me forever. Emotions are real like this and flow like a river. And you are the only one. And all I'm thinking, oh DJ, when you play my song, make me feel bigger than an old King Kong. After it's good, it's coming out wrong. Feel I'm making love with the radio on. Oh, every time I hear that sound, engine running and I'm homeward bound. Even if my day was going all wrong, feel I'm making love with the radio on. The radio, with the radio, with the radio on. With the radio, with the radio. With the radio.
Hey. Thank you.
Woo. That's unbelievable.
Thank you, John.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, you guys put us on the spot in a way because we had to sing one of your songs.
Oh, I love it.
Right, which is good. So I'm going to put you back on the spot.
I got to sing one of your songs?
No, not one of my songs. I don't really write songs, which I got a couple titles, though, if you want to talk afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
One more song, right? Can we do one more?
Yeah,
you think we could do one more?
I'd love to. Absolutely.
So when it comes to performing, you guys get to visit the most amazing places on the planet.
Sometimes, yes.
You know, and
sometimes.
Of course, you know that you sing these songs over and over, and really it's the emotion, the feeling all comes from all that driven passion, you know, just like you guys will listen to a song over and over to get lost in the sounds and the story.
Sure.
Do you have, like, a favorite moment during a show or, like, a favorite song that you guys like to perform?
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of good moments. I mean, we were doing a song you've never heard before, but we were doing a song in Europe last tour that we really enjoyed. It was called...
It was called
it's
a song.
Important. It's very important. It's very important.
We'll call it that song.
Run Every Time. Yeah, it was called Run Every Time. We really enjoyed doing that one because it's unusual. You get to do a B-side, and it goes over well in a place. You know what I mean? So it's always interesting when you get out to another country that you don't necessarily visit very often, and they know all your material, even the stuff that you don't typically.
And then you're looking around on stage like, whoa, really?
Yeah.
And you're on the piano like,
exactly.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. And it's always interesting when that kind of stuff happens. And it happens in countries where you haven't necessarily spent a lot of time, you know. I mean, I remember getting a phone call from somebody, and they said, it was from Japan. She said, hey, Gavin, I'm not going to do the accent. So
did she just call you on the cell phone?
No, she called me.
Oh, on the hotline.
It was a cell phone.
Yeah, I got the hotline.
And she said, hello, Gavin. how do you feel about being number one in all of Japan, you know? And it was a song from the first record called Follow Through. And I said, wow, I'm number one, you know? She's like, yeah, you're number one in Japan, you know? Do you have what are you going to do for Valentine's Day and all this stuff, you know what I mean? And she's like, do you like Japanese girls? And, you know, she's asking me all this, like, all these cute questions, you know? And she's like, what do you want for Valentine's Day? And it's hard, you know, when somebody kind of loads questions like that. What do you want for Valentine's Day, and do you like Japanese girls? So, and then she says, I said, well, I like chocolate, you know, I like chocolate. And it's always kind of surprising when the power of a song and the power of radio. And I remember landing in Japan for the first time, and all these adorable Japanese girls are waiting for me at the
huge
gate.
Huge chocolate bars.
With chocolate, like bags of chocolate, you know? And I didn't understand like anything they were saying, you know? And they're running after my car and things like that. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. Like the power of music and the power of radio. That
it really
there's such
is.
A reach, you know, that on the other side of the planet, people would know who you are and would be singing along to your songs, you know? and it's incredible. You know, it just it blew my mind. That was the first time I saw how huge the effect of music and the effect of radio was with music and what it could do and how far it could travel. It was mind-boggling for me.
Well, and the effect of Gavin and your crew, too, I mean, because that's what you do. You pay attention. You spend time.
Yeah.
You focus.
Yeah.
You touch everybody.
Yeah.
And that's what separates you from the rest. So why don't you pick one of your favorite songs you guys want to
cool.
do?
Oh, of course.
We'd love to just put
cool.
you on the spot.
Absolutely.
Stage 17.
Okay. I'm gonna play you a song that I was in Italy, and this was the other crazy moment for me. There was a guy,
lots of
meatballs, wearing like roller skates and like tube socks, you know.
Was it Gillette?
It was. And he was standing, and he had headphones on, and he was facing.
Oh, it was definitely Gillette.
It was Gillette.
It was
By
definitely
the way,
Gillette.
Have you seen Gillette socks? They're pretty cool, right?
Why do you think I said it?
Yeah, they're fancy.
And the headphones.
They're fancy. And so the guy is standing in front of a storefront as the sun's starting to go down. He's looking at himself singing a song in the reflection of the window. And as I approached him, he looked like a crazy man. I realized that he was listening to Chariot singing along in a really thick Italian accent. And he was going, "Oh, chariot, and you're a golden," you know? And I was like, this is crazy, right? So I'm going to play you that song. This is the title track. Of my
Gavin podcast. DeGraw, Stage 17, 95.5, PLJ.
Ready? What?
Stepping out of maple leaf, leaning on the mother tree, I said to myself, we all lost touch. Your favorite fruit is chocolate-covered cherry, seedless watermelon, oh, and nothing from the ground is good enough. Body rise, look what's over me, oh, chariot.
How y'all feeling?
Remember seeing movie birth, rings, rain, memories of the earth. The sun was just yellow energy, yeah. There is a living promised land, even though it feels the sand. See, he's been my mind and covered me. We're ringing back more than a man.
Yeah.
Gavin DeGraw.
Hey, back in New York.
Stage 17. So you can follow along everything at 955plj.nyc online, Facebook, Twitter, Insta, Snap. Also, Steve, congratulations, man. Oh, I love being embarrassed. It's okay. It's great. So you got $250, and not only that, we made a donation in your name, Voss Foundation, for $250. You can get more about that online at 955plj.nyc. Special thanks to Voss and Voss Foundation. But you guys, Gavin DeGraw.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you, PLJ.
We appreciate your time, man. Thank you guys so much as well. And what we're going to do is we'll take some photos. We'll do a little meet and greet. So what you guys are going to do, give me 1 second as Gavin exits the room. We'll have you line up here in the hallway. And we can't thank you guys enough for coming up here. And you can come see us every day of the week, every minute at 95.5 on your dial and at 955plj.nyc. Gavin DeGraw.
Thank you so much. Thank
Stage
you guys.
17.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now do this. Head over to stage17nyc.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.